The Outlet. The Talk of Wanaka.
I mean to provide students with opportunities that will grow and shape them as a person. And in doing this, I want to create connections that will grow with like all students, no matter age or values.
Well, my main focus is just to make sure that the juniors feel comfortable around like the seniors and us, because at the moment the school is quite divided and each year kind of sticks to themselves.
First off, I'm involved in the peer support and the buddy program. And on top of that, we're currently working on getting a system up and running so that there's a group of us seniors who can spend some one-on-one time with some junior students that might be more prone to disrupting others and causing issues in their classes.
I believe crafting these relationships is vital for them to feel kind of a part of our community. I think often students who are acting up in class, they're just looking for attention from their friends.
Welcome to The Outlet. I'm your host, Brent Harbour, and in this podcast, I talk to Lottie, Daisy, Tom, and Xavier, head students of Mount Aspiring College. We talk about their visions and aspirations for the school community, from building relationships and addressing behaviour issues to shedding a light on the challenges of promoting inclusivity.
Local voices, local info, The Outlet, the talk of Wanaka.
Let's have a look at what's on in Wanaka, brought to you by Liquorland 3 Parks, there for your next event with unreal deals. Warbirds over Wanaka is back. The International Air Show is on the 29th to the 31st of March. Now, it was started in 1988 by aviation entrepreneur, the late Sir Tim Wallace. The show is in its 36th year, and all the info about the show can be found by clicking on the Warbirds Over Wanaka button on the Wanaka app. Lottie, Daisy, Tom, and Xavier are the head students of Mount Aspiring College. Now, they all have different visions and aspirations for the school. We talk about these and their favourite memory of Mount Aspiring College.
Lottie, we're going to start off with you first. As head student, you're wanting to pave the future for future leaders. So could you please tell me some specific initiatives or actions you plan to take to achieve this goal?
Yeah, so I'm aiming to provide students with opportunities that will grow and shape them as a person. And in doing this, I want to create connections that will grow with like, all students, no matter age or values. Like, I believe this is important because it creates a sense of belonging to all students that is important for growth. And last year, a program was created that teaches leadership skills to all students, and we hope to continue that this year, if possible, to continue growing the skills that they need to be the future leaders of MAC and to provide them with skills for their future years.
Now, you mentioned growing connections with all students at MAC. How do you plan to foster a sense of belonging among the student body?
Yes, so I believe that growing connections is important among students as it allows everyone to feel like they have a place to belong and feel supported. For me, this comes from working alongside students of all age levels. So I want to be consistently communicating with all students that will hopefully like make them feel respected as a person and their opinions and values are all respected. I aim to be involved in as many things as possible throughout the school. So at the moment, I'm involved in peer support, which allows me to connect and listen to Year 7 students. And I think this is important as it connects the junior students with the seniors. Last year, I was also involved in the buddy program, which I'm hoping to continue with this year, as I believe that these things like are more important because it allows students to express their beliefs and values and will in turn offer everyone a sense of belonging.
Oh, that's great. Sounds like you got a busy year ahead of you.
Yeah.
Hi, Daisy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good. Now, for you, inclusivity is a key focus. Can you share some ideas you have in mind to make the college a more inclusive environment for all students?
Well, my main focus is just to make sure that the juniors feel comfortable around like the seniors and us, because at the moment the school is quite divided and each year kind of sticks to themselves. But it's hard to get Year 7s to mingle with the older kids. But one way that we could try to do this would be by going out to the Year 7, 8 block and just spending some time with them and like playing games with them so that we can become familiar faces to them and they'll feel comfortable to talk to us. And I think if we can get lots of seniors involved in the buddy program, then it will make the school feel a lot more inclusive. This is because more seniors will be able to make connections with more juniors, meaning the majority of the juniors will have a senior they can look to when they need help or advice.
You mentioned wanting every student to feel comfortable approaching you. So how do you plan to create an open and approachable atmosphere where students engage with student leadership?
Through the peer support program, where we go to the Year 7 classes every Wednesday, that's just a good way to make like that atmosphere so that they can feel comfortable around us. and like being friendly to the juniors when we see them around the school and making sure that we just smile at them and say hi when we know, like when we can. And like when we're around juniors that we don't know, try and make an effort to get to know them and all that.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, you know what it's like when you first start your first year at college, eh? And you see all the senior students there. So you kind of got to put yourself in that place, right, when you're dealing with them.
Yeah.
We'll get back to my chat with the head students of Mount Aspiring College shortly. Tom and Xavier shared their thoughts on being role models and some of the challenges ahead. But first, here's a couple of jobs listed this week on the Wanaka app, current as of March 14th, thanks to New World 3 Parks for when it's your job to do the grocery shopping. Aspiring Dental is looking for a full-time dental surgery assistant. Now, they're looking for someone who enjoys interacting with people and working alongside a great team. You'll play a key role in providing great patient care in a safe and welcoming environment. And Home & Co, Wanaka's award-winning property management team, are seeking a full-time property manager. If you're passionate about property management and building strong relationships, they'd love to hear from you. These jobs and a whole lot more can be found by clicking on the Jobs button on the navigation bar of your Wanaka app. Now it's back to my interview with Lottie, Daisy, Tom and Xavier, head students at Mount Aspiring College.
So Tom, you're keen to hang with junior students and be a role model for them. Can you discuss some specific ways you intend to be a positive influence on younger students?
Yeah, so first off, I'm involved in the peer support and the buddy program. And on top of that, we're currently working on getting a system up and running so that there's a group of us seniors who can spend some one-on-one time with some junior students that might be more prone to disrupting others and causing issues in their classes. So these three things are all pretty similar. However, they all involve like a direct interaction with a number of different students in our year 7 and 8 like part of the school. Personally, I hope to have a positive influence by making the time we spend with these kids fun and enjoyable, as well as try my best to act in a mature and polite way around them to set a good precedent of what it means to be a student at the school. Within the sports committee, we run lots of lunchtime activities for the juniors, such as dodgeball, volleyball, etc. on a weekly or bi-weekly basis. And in term three, we'll be running the Kavanagh Exchange, or the Trinity College Exchange, sorry, which will involve a year 7 and 8 boys rugby team, which I'll be coaching. Yeah, I sort of remember when I was fresh to the school, I looked up to the seniors quite a lot, especially some of the rugby boys, and I was quite impressed with their skills and stuff. And I think just getting out at lunchtime and hanging out with the kids is a great way to connect with them, because they see you in a completely different light when it's not in the context of a classroom. And I think they get a lot more comfortable around you when you become more of a friend to them, as opposed to like a little figurehead standing at the front reading a speech. But yeah, overall, I just want to be someone that they can look up to, and I hope to do this by trying my best and leading by example.
Yeah, that's great. Now, as a head student, you have responsibilities like organising the junior student leadership training programs. How do you plan to support junior students in their leadership development?
First off, I want to help the junior students by being someone with leadership experience that they can come to for advice and help on their leadership journey. Sometimes as a youngster, it can be quite difficult to go to adults for this sort of advice. So if it's a fellow student who they can approach, then I think that'd be a really valuable tool for them to kind of come and use. Within the sports committee, we have three junior members at the moment who are fully involved in running. Basically, they just do the same stuff as us. So these students are able to observe and learn from our seniors, as well as taking on some responsibility for themselves. So at the moment, they've been working away at getting a pump track competition up and running at lunchtime. And they've also been helping with the quad trials, which is for our school exchange, which takes place at the end of the term. I think last year they ran the junior leadership program, which is like an organized once a week sort of session with junior kids. And we're going to do that again in either term two or three. I think collectively we'll aim to make this just a really fun experience for the kids, as well as trying to put them in some sort of tricky situations. It can be hard to talk in front of groups and stuff like that. So hopefully they can experience that, and hopefully they can get a bit of an enlightenment as to what some of the opportunities that will come to them in the future are, and then we can help them to become the leader that they want to be in the future.
That's brilliant. young Xavier. Now, for you, building relationships with junior students who may be acting up in class is a priority for you. So how do you think you can help them with their behaviour?
So I believe crafting these relationships is vital for them to feel kind of a part of our community. I think often students who are acting up in class, they're just looking for attention from their friends. So they're essentially trying to, I don't know, they feel insecure within themselves and they're looking for, I guess, an outlet. So like where people are laughing and giving them attention. I think the only reason they do this is so they can feel like, I guess, like a normal kid. However, behaviours are not only destructive to a classroom environment, but they're also not sustainable in kind of like a way where as you progress through the school, like kids won't find this so-called funny student entertaining and the student will feel left behind and broken and kind of destroyed in a way and will be left with like less friends in kind of like a more kid-friendly sense. So obviously this is an extreme end of the spectrum, but it is certainly true. I think that like I've had first-hand experience being a part of MAC since I was year 7. Like I can still remember the kids in my class that were the kind of naughty ones. And you said that how do you think you can help them with their behaviour? Well, first of all, I think you need to create a relationship with the student that is acting up. So eventually they will look up to you. And without knowing it, they will hopefully pick up your so-called, I guess, good behaviours and kind of you'll rub off on them a little bit. I feel like this is a key part for the relationship student to student, because I think there's only so much a teacher can, like, I guess, connect and get along with the student, let alone a student with like behavioral issues. And I think it's just because we students aren't coming from a place of like authority or control in a kind of sense. So yeah.
What do you see as the biggest challenges in promoting inclusivity at MAC?
I think the biggest challenge is our ever-changing environment. I think that Wanaka at the moment is growing incredibly quickly and it will continue to grow. With this growth, we will not only expand our population, but it will also expand Wanaka's diversity, whether that be through the different minority groups or our LGBTQ plus community. This will also have an effect on MAC as well. So I think if we can create and further promote new platforms for these people to ensure that they feel like included within our community, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, you guys all got a lot to do this year, and thank you so much for having a chat. I've just got one final question. And so we'll just go back. We'll start with you, Xavier. What is one thing that has been a highlight of your time at Mount Aspiring College?
I'd have to say year 8 camp would be my highlight, to be honest. Just all the like mud run and that kind of thing, the search and rescue kind of thing. Yeah, definitely a highlight for me.
Tom, what about you?
My highlight at MAC was when I got my first 15 cap, and it was just a really proud moment for me. Just made me feel really proud to go to the school and play for the first 15, and I think, yeah, it just kind of encapsulated a lot of the school's core values to represent and kind of collaborate among other people. And just, I think it was, yeah, a really proud moment that just made me think about, yeah, some great aspects of our school and our school values.
Lottie?
Yeah, so for me, whānau time is a highlight. I enjoy just connecting with all students that I wouldn't usually connect with outside of whānau, as usually students kind of tend to stay between their friendship groups and their year levels. So I think it's a really good opportunity to stretch out among us and reach to everyone.
And for you, Daisy?
It'll probably be the house days that we have every year, because they've just always been my favourite day of the year, and it's just a really good way for the seniors and juniors to like spend time together and actually make connections with each other.
Hey, well, thanks, guys. Thanks for having your chat today. I really appreciate it, and all the best, eh?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
On Buzzsprout, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, The Outlet.
The talk of Wanaka.
Thanks for listening to The Outlet, your local interview and information podcast for Wanaka. Now, if you have a story or an interview you think should be featured on The Outlet podcast, get in touch by using the contact button on the navigation bar of your Wanaka app. The Outlet is produced and published by the Wanaka app and supported with funding from the New Zealand Public Interest Journalism Fund. All episodes of The Outlet are available in the podcast section of your Wanaka app and wherever you get your podcasts.